What's up, everybody? Adrian here from Lifehouse Church in Tokyo. And today, I want to share the powerful truth and reality with you that Jesus is a healer. Jesus is healing more people today than ever before. And I believe that in 2021, this year, that we as Lifehouse Church are going to see more people being healed and transformed by Jesus than ever before. And if you are needing healing today, or you know somebody that needs healing, I want to encourage you to stick around, because at the end of this message, I am going to be praying for you. We're going to be standing with you in faith and believing that Jesus is going to bring healing to you. So stick around for the next 2 hours, and I'm joking, maybe a few minutes, 20 minutes or so, but it's going to be amazing. I'm going to pray for you. And I love the scripture in Acts 10:38, talking about Jesus. It says, "And we know that God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, when Jesus went around doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him." And that is Jesus. He is the one who went wherever he went. He changed lives. He brought healing. And that's the Jesus that we believe in, that I want to share with you today. But before I jump into the message, I want to welcome you to Lifehouse Church. Thank you for taking your precious time to connect with us today. And we really believe that God is going to speak to you and encourage you. And Lifehouse Church is my family. This is the place that I belong. I find hope, yeah, and community and purpose. And we would love to help you get connected, first of all, to Jesus, because we love Jesus. He's changed our life. He's forgiven us. He's given us purpose. But we'd also love to help you get connected to community, because in this community, you're going to find purpose. You're going to make some amazing friends, and you're going to get a vision for your life. And so if you are new to Lifehouse Church, why don't you connect with us? Just let us know in the comments. Send us a message. We'd love to help you get connected. So let's pray and jump into the message today. Jesus, thank you that you are our healer. Thank you that you are with us today. And I ask that you would speak to us. Would you come and fill our hearts with faith in Jesus' name? Amen. Amen. So I love coffee. I grew up in South Africa, and a few years ago, my friend started a coffee shop, and that got me interested in coffee. And I volunteered as a barista in that cafe for a few years. And when I came to Tokyo, I actually worked as a barista for a few months and just love it. I love good coffee. And one of the things that I love is going to a new city and discovering new coffee shops. In fact, when we came to check out Japan, my wife and I, we were in Tokyo for 2 weeks, and we saw Tokyo through coffee shops. So before we got here, I had done some research, and I found out the top 10 coffee shops that had the best reputation about being the best coffee shops in Tokyo. So we came here, and we drank some amazing coffee, and we saw the city through coffee shops. But the thing is about a reputation is built when a coffee shop makes great coffee and people share their story. If you experience something amazing and you start sharing it with everybody on social media, you're telling your friends about it, that's how reputation spreads. So just how coffee shops can have a reputation, it can be positive or negative, but a reputation is built when you experience something and you share your story with other people. And communities can have a reputation. Lifehouse Church, we are known as the joyful church. We are the church of joy, and people recognize the joy that is in this church. And I'm just so grateful to be a part of a church of joy. And just as coffee shops and restaurants and communities have a reputation, people have a reputation as well. I've got a great friend, one of our great leaders here at Lifehouse Church in Tokyo, called Davo, aka Scooter. And he has a reputation of making the most incredible desserts. And so when I first came to Lifehouse, I heard about Davo's desserts. The reputation was in our community that if you want to get the best dessert, you need to go to Davo's house. And finally, one day, my wife and I got invited to Dave's house, and we went there. We visited him. The dinner was amazing, but then he brought out this cheesecake that was the most delicious cheesecake I've ever eaten in my life. And ever since that day, every time we visit Dave, or Dave visits us and he brings a dessert, it is the most amazing dessert I've ever eaten. And so we are continuously spreading his reputation as the guy who makes the best desserts. And the way that he got this was he kept on being consistently making great desserts. And everyone started sharing the stories. And that's how a reputation spreads. And did you know that Jesus had a reputation? I want to share a story with you today about the reputation that Jesus had amongst the people in the communities that he went. He had a reputation. And I want to share a great story out of Mark chapter 6, verse 53. It says, they made landfall in Gennesaret. So let me try that again. They made landfall in Gennesaret and anchored there. The moment they got out the boat, everyone recognized that it was Jesus, the healer. So they ran throughout the region telling people, bring all the sick, even those too sick to walk, and bring them on mats. Wherever he went, in the countryside, in the villages or towns, they placed the sick on mats in the streets or in public places and begged him, saying, just let us touch the tassel of your prayer shawl. And all, yes, all who touched him were instantly healed. Isn't that amazing? This is the reputation that Jesus had. When people saw Jesus, the first thing they thought was, it's the healer. It's that guy. It is Jesus, the healer. And the reason he had this reputation was wherever Jesus went, he healed the sick. People would bring the sick to him wherever he went, whether he was out in the countryside or he was in a small village or he went to a big town or city. Wherever Jesus went, people brought the sick to him and he healed them. And this is why he had this reputation, because with such great power and authority, he brought healing to people. And the thing is, the people who got healed, the people who saw the healings, would go back and tell their friends and tell their family members, like, hey, I saw the most amazing thing, or I just experienced the most powerful thing today. Jesus has healed me. And so wherever he went, his reputation was growing as Jesus the healer. And I just love reading Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. These are the historical records of the life of Jesus. And I just love it because you read story after story after story of how Jesus, with great compassion and a tender heart, would engage with the sick, the hurting, the outcasts, the depressed. He would engage with them, and yet with great power and authority, he would bring healing, he would bring freedom, he would transform their lives, often just with one word. Jesus would go up to a person who had a skin disease that was an outcast. Nobody wanted to go close to them, and just with compassion in his eyes, he would touch that person, and instantly their skin disease would be healed. And he would go up to the blind, those who were born blind, who have never seen the beauty of God's creation, and he would say one word. He would put his hands on their eyes, and their eyes would open. He would go to those who were deaf, and he'd open up their ears. He would pick up those who were lame and had never walked, and they would walk again. He would even walk up to the dead, and he would call them back to life. And this is the power and the authority of Jesus. And this was happening in every city that Jesus went to. Wherever Jesus went, there was healing, and that's why he had this reputation as a healer. But I want to ask the question about, what about today? Yes, these stories are amazing about Jesus, and we read about them, and they were 2,000 years ago, but what about today? And if you remember in the beginning of my message, I said that Jesus is healing more people today than he's ever healed before, and that in 2021, we're going to see more people healed than ever before. And that's why I want to share this next scripture with you out of Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. I love this scripture. It says, for Jesus doesn't change. Yesterday, today, tomorrow, he's always totally himself. Isn't that powerful that Jesus never changes? Jesus, it's not like 2,000 years ago, Jesus healed, but today he doesn't heal anymore. No, Jesus never changes. He is always powerful. He's always gracious. He's always compassionate. He always loves to heal. And this is why I believe that we can still experience the healing power of Jesus today, because Jesus has not changed. The stories of the scripture that we read about is the same Jesus that is living inside of us. It's the same Jesus that is moving in Japan, that's moving in India, that's moving in Myanmar, that's moving in Bali, that's moving in Korea, that's moving in Hong Kong, that's moving across the world. That's the same Jesus that is healing people today. So Jesus doesn't change. And I want to encourage you, when you're reading your Bible, when you're journaling and you're reading through Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John, the stories of Jesus, I want to let you know that these are probably the most accurate historical documents that we have today. The Bible is some of the most historical accurate documents we have. So every story you read about are real stories. These were real eyewitnesses who saw Jesus, and they're recording what Jesus did. But it's not just a historical document. It is a vision of what we can experience today. So if you read a story about Jesus giving somebody vision, Jesus can give you vision because he's still the same today. If you read the story of Jesus raising the dead, you can trust for that because Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so I want to encourage us, let us be a people that as we read our Bibles, as we read the scriptures and the stories of Jesus, we see them not just as historical, beautiful stories, but we see them as the reality of what God wants to do today in our lives. That's what God wants to do in your life. And so the next question I want to look at is, but what about, how does Jesus heal? Because the stories we read, there was a physical Jesus. So Jesus got out of the boat, like we saw in our story, and people recognized him, and they brought people to Jesus and touched him. But I want to show you the incredible vision of God and how he is healing today. And I want to read this. My last scripture today is out of John 14, verse 12 and 14. I love this. It says, this is Jesus speaking. He says, I tell you the truth. So when Jesus says that, you lean in, you open up your heart because you know this is going to be good. He says, I tell you the truth. Anyone who believes in me will do the same works I have done and even greater works because I am going to the Father. You can ask anything in my name and I will do it so that the Son can bring glory to the Father. Yes, ask me for anything in my name and I will do it. Isn't this the most amazing, powerful promise that Jesus gives us? So I want to look at number one. Who is Jesus talking about? Let's look at that. Number one, Jesus says, anyone who believes in my name, anyone who believes in me, are you an anyone? I want to let you know, I'm an anyone. I believe in Jesus. So Jesus is not saying this is for some super Christian, some amazing person who's like a super holy one. He says, anyone who believes in me will do the same works that I have done in church. This is the vision of God, that it's through you, it's through me, it's through you, the anyone, it's through me, the anyone who believes in Jesus. We are believers in Jesus. We believe that he is the Son of God. We believe that he died and he rose again. We believe that he has a great plan and a purpose for our life. We believe that he is a healer. We believe that he has all authority in heaven and on earth. We believe in Jesus. We are believers in Jesus. And it's those are the people that Jesus says will continue his work. And the second thing I want to look at is, what does Jesus call us to do? He says, anyone who believes in me will do the same works. Yes, you heard it. The same works that I have done and even greater works. And so what Jesus is saying is that you and me, his people, the church, the believers, we are the ones that are going to continue his work. This is the extraordinary vision of God, because when Jesus walked the earth 2,000 years ago, the power of God was on him. Remember the scripture I shared in the beginning. It says God's Holy Spirit was on Jesus. The power of God was on Jesus to go about doing good and healing. And now Jesus says, I'm going to the Father. And Jesus promises the moment that he goes to the Father, he's going to send that same power into you and me, the believers in Jesus. And so now that is the vision. How is Jesus going to heal in Japan? He's going to heal in Japan because you and me have the power of God upon our lives. How is Jesus going to heal in India? It's because you, his people, the believers of Jesus, are in India. How's he going to do it in Hong Kong and Korea and Myanmar and Bali and across Indonesia and other parts of the world? He's going to do it through you and me, the believers in Jesus. And this is the extraordinary vision of Jesus. He says, anyone who believes in me is going to do the same works that I have done, the same works that Jesus has done, and even greater works. And the greater works that Jesus is speaking here is not greater in amazement, like Jesus walked on water and we're going to walk on water with one leg. No, that's not what Jesus is talking about. He's talking about greater in number, because that's the vision of God, is that Jesus was one man who had the power of God upon him. Now there are millions of Christians around the world that have the power of God upon their lives. You have the power of God upon your life, and God can use you to bring about this healing power into your city, into your household, into your neighborhood, into your workplace. Wherever you go, the power of God is upon you, and you can bring about healing. Come on, isn't that amazing? Let's just give God a big round of applause. And the last thing I want to share today is how are we going to do this? How's this going to happen as a church? And I want to share, number one, I want to share three things with us today. I believe, number one, it's let's believe. Let's believe in Jesus. Let's believe in who he is. Let's believe in the words of Jesus. Jesus said these words. These aren't just some nice words that we stick up on our wall. These are words that we take hold of in our heart. We say, Jesus, you have said that we as your people are going to do greater works than he has ever done. And that is the vision of Jesus. So let's be believers. Let's be believers in Jesus. Let's believe that we're going to see more healing in 2021 than ever before. Let's believe that more lives are going to be transformed. Let's believe that more depressed people will find life and joy in Jesus. Let's believe that more marriages will be restored. Let's believe that Jesus is going to do greater things than we've ever seen before, church. And number two is share your story. I just love this, that if you read the stories of Jesus, every single person that got healed, they just could not wait to go share their story. They would go, they would run from city to city and just tell their story. And I want to encourage you, tell your story. Share your story. Share the story of what Jesus has done. You do not have to be able to explain the ins and outs of supernatural healing and all that. All you need to do is just share your story, saying, I was sick and I encountered Jesus and I am healed. I was blind and Jesus touched me and now I can see. I was deaf and Jesus touched me, and now I can hear. I had cancer, Jesus touched me, and now I'm free of cancer. That's all we can do, is just share the stories of what God has done. And so share it with your family, share it with your friends, share it with your work colleagues, share your story, and share your story with us. Share it with your local campus pastor, because we would love to hear your story so that we can also share it with the church and every other person that is connecting with us, because we believe that there is power in sharing our stories with others. And number three, let's step out in faith, because Jesus says, ask anything of me and I will do it. And so I want you and me to step out in faith. Let's be a people of faith this year, that we're going to ask God to do great things. Even in a moment, we're going to ask Jesus to bring healing. We're going to ask Jesus to bring healing to you. We're going to ask Jesus to bring healing to those that are in your family, your friends, those who do not even believe in Jesus. We're going to pray for them in a moment. So let's be a church that asks Jesus to do amazing things. And friends, praying for healing is simple. You don't have to pray any fancy words. You don't have to like know some fancy chant. You just have to pray a simple prayer. Jesus, please heal this person. If you're in the same room as them, you can put your hands on them and say, Jesus, would you please heal them right now? Or if they're in another part of the country or in another part of the world, you can just pray a simple prayer. Jesus, would you heal my mom right now? Jesus, would you heal my uncle right now? Would you touch my friend right now, Jesus? We can pray these simple yet powerful prayers. And so come church, I'm believing. I have a fire burning inside of me. I have a faith and an expectation that we are going to see the most extraordinary miracles and the most amazing healing in 2021 than we've ever seen before as a church. And so I have three groups of people I like to pray for. Number one, I want to pray for you today. If you are needing healing, if you or somebody that you know needs healing, come, let's lean in. Let's bring our faith to Jesus. We are believers in Jesus. Let's pray right now and believe for healing. Jesus, we thank you that you are a healer. We thank you that you are the same today and forever. You never change, Jesus. And I pray right now for every single person that needs healing, that you would bring healing. To those with cancer, God, we say, Jesus, would you bring healing to their bodies right now? Those who are blind, would you open up their eyes in Jesus' name? Those who are deaf, would you open up their ears in Jesus' name? Any sickness, God, in any person's body right now. And I believe even there are people with skin diseases that Jesus, in this moment, right now, in Jesus' name, you would cleanse them of those skin diseases. God, we believing for our friends. We believing for our family members. We believing that you, Jesus, would bring complete healing to every single person that we are trusting for right now. We bring them to you, Jesus, and we say, would you heal them in Jesus' name? Amen, amen, amen. And the second group of people I want to pray for is just us as the believers in Jesus. I want to pray for a courage and a faith to rise up in our hearts and for opportunities to share this good news about Jesus and just faith to pray for our friends and our family members. So let's pray together. Jesus, we believing as a church that we're going to see more people healed this year than ever before. Would you stir our faith? Holy Spirit, would you come and put a deep conviction and a fire in our hearts that we would believe for greater healing this year than we've ever believed before. Give us opportunities, Jesus. If you are wanting that, ask God right now to give you opportunities to pray for the sick. And let's be praying. We ask for those opportunities in Jesus' name. And finally, there's one more group of people that I want to pray for. Maybe you don't know Jesus. Maybe you've never made a decision to follow Jesus. And I want to give you an opportunity today to make a decision to follow Jesus. What you need to know is, number one, God loves you so much. He loves you and He created you. But the problem is that you and I, we messed up, we made mistakes. And because of those mistakes, we were separated from God. But that's why God, because He loved you and me so much that He sent Jesus. And Jesus took all of the mistakes upon Himself. And that's why He died on the cross for you and me. He took those mistakes upon Himself so that whoever believes in Jesus can be restored into this relationship with God. And so if you are wanting to make that decision today to come into a relationship with Jesus, I would love the opportunity to pray for you. So I'm going to count to three, and all I need you to do is just to say yes in your heart, and then you can receive Jesus. So one, God loves you. He's got a great plan for your life. Two, God has an incredible future for you. And three, if you want to make a decision to follow Jesus right now, just say yes in your heart. Awesome. That is so amazing. I'm so glad that you made that decision. Well done. We as a church are rejoicing and celebrating with you. And I just love the opportunity to pray for you. Jesus, thank you for all these wonderful people that made this decision today. Would you forgive them? Would you come into their life? Would you fill them with vision? In Jesus' name, Amen. Amen. Awesome. And if you made that decision, we would love to help you discover more about Jesus and grow in your relationship with Him. And so if you can look at in the live chats and comments, there'll be a link to mylifehouse.com/Jesus, and we'll be able to help you and give you some more information on your next step as well. Awesome. Thank you for connecting with us today. I believe that we're going to hear so many stories of amazing healing. Remember, if you experienced healing today, share that story with us. We'd love to celebrate with you. But let's continue to share this message. Let's like our Facebook pages, subscribe on Facebook, and let's have an amazing 2021. Thank you for connecting.